This should not have happened here in Switzerland. This is a country of regulations and inspections, and everything is under order and under control. Some Swiss would add, well, valet is maybe the exception. But on a night when young people were delighting in the dazzle of festivity, a deadly fire suddenly blazed bright. It should not have happened. The cause, as foolish as sparklers too close to highly flammable exposed insulation. But now many parents, family, friends, students await the silence. The cry for answers echoes the cries of those suffering from the burns. Who allowed a public space with only one stairwell out? Who approved the insulation for the ceiling? What kept it from being properly covered? Who? For what reasons? Why? The initial drafts for my sermon did not cover these questions. Matthew 2 is full of stars and dreams and gifts and wonder. But not the kind of wondering that comes from such senseless death. In the face of such a tragedy, the Star of Bethlehem doesn't provide an answer. In fact, our faith does not have good answers to the question of sorrow. No answers. Only presence. God in Christ Jesus is God with us. His other name is Emmanuel. It should not have happened as part of the Christmas story that innocent children were massacred. But just last Sunday, we heard how Herod killed all the babies in Bethlehem. Who needs that as part of a festive season? Matthew explains, well, it fulfilled the prophecy. It should not have happened that the Christ child needed to flee to Egypt as a refugee. That also fulfilled the prophecy. The proof text in Matthew can grow a little thin. Or is that part of the gospel that God becomes one with us? Christ became a baby, and thus God knows the extreme vulnerability with which we all begin. Christ was a refugee. So no refugee remains outside the embrace of Christ Jesus. It should not have happened that God's Son should die on a cruel, forbidding death on a cross. But that is the great extent of God's love. One with us, even in great sorrow, pain, grieving. The arms of Christ stretch out to embrace even those facing death, even when the death is senseless. There is no answer to the question, why death? Not at least any that satisfies. But the cross of Christ affirms that no one dies without God's tears, God's grieving, God's care. The world would prefer God to show up as a gigantic fire extinguisher, just in the nick of time, Superman on the wing. But instead, Christ is on the floor of a bar, burning with the burned, crying out, "My God." And with the last breath of oxygen, whispering into acrid smoke, "Why have you forsaken me?" In the story of the Magi, God comes as an infant, marked by a star, of course, but still just a child. And what good is a child in the aftermath of this fire? Of little use our attempt at answers. It is better to admit we are short of explanations and simply sit with those stunned by questions, hurt, sorrow, pain. Matthias Reynard, the president of the Valais, showed a way during his interview on Swiss News Thursday night. Did you see it? He talked about being with the families and friends, and he was visibly moved when he reported, "It was an extremely difficult moment because we don't have any response to their questions. We can only tell them we are at their side." And later he said, "Words don't have any meaning now. We can only be a human presence with a look, a gesture, a hand on their arm as fellow human beings." And I think this is part of our journey as Christians, to stare into the void with those lost in an empty space, and to wait in the darkness together. Maybe a bright star from some faraway galaxy will lead us to Bethlehem, or maybe it will only be a useless sign. But we do everything we can to be present, waiting with others in their pain, their despair, their anger. And we do that because that is what Christ does with us. We dare to wait in the emptiness because we are not empty. We can sit with others because with Christ we are filled with love. It should not happen that God eternal should enter our world as a baby. But the Magi noticed some unusual sign in the sky and undertook a long, uncertain journey. When the star stayed over the place where the child was, they entered the house and found the child there with his mother, and they knelt down and worshiped him, offering the best they had, myrrh, frankincense, gold. There is no indication in the text that their questions were answered. But they went home by a different way, no longer traversing the Herod-like paths of dominance and fear. God was present. So it should not happen in our "I get to do whatever I want, whenever I want" in our cruel and greedy, I'll show you warmongering world. It should not happen that we find ourselves on track to a star that shines love. Gathering us together here, week upon week, becoming present for each other, and thus becoming a present as precious as gold, becoming with our very bodies the body of Christ, remembering that we are not alone in the vast universe of wobbling planets, but Christ is with us. I admit, it's not a satisfying answer to a striving, sparkly, driven world. But the star of wonder draws us in, and sometimes we gain again the strength just to sit and await the revealing of God's love. God becomes present for us here. Here is a manger, as present as the person next to us receiving a piece of bread, as present as the smell of wine. And then we learn again to worship, offering the best gifts we have, finding ourselves more alive, traveling another way home, leaving behind the paths of jealousy and greed. Because when we share together here, we see something of God. Amen.